Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And when it comes to business, Walmart is literally everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
And now they're launching an online grocery pickup.
Yeah, kind of interesting. It's comes right after, you know, Amazon is getting into food delivery. So this whole e-commerce world of e-commerce is picking up quite a bit. And Walmart's jumping in. Three of the stores here in Las Cruces have now launched a service where you can order online. And then you set up a time to pick it up, and they have it all gathered together for you. You drive up to the back of the building or another designated spot around the
building. So they have a designated area.
Yeah, they do. They do. They. I went and checked out the Rinconada Walmart, and there's a sort of around to the side by the loading dock, and they've got dedicated spaces, and every space has a little assigned number to track your order. And it's kind of interesting. You know, I was a little leery about this proposal because I'll be the first person to admit I am incredibly picky when it comes to especially produce and meat. And I was curious as to how they were managing that, because that's a concern that they told me they had raised with Walmart. It was, you know, how do we make sure that they get the best produce and meat out there?
Yeah, because, you know, I know that when it comes to picking an avocado, for example,
yeah,
I got to pick it.
Perfect example. Peaches are mine.
Peaches,
you know,
yes.
They've got to be just right. And what they do, they've instituted a training program. It's called WIBI, W-I-B-I, Would I Buy It? And that's sort of how they're doing it. They've trained their personal shoppers to look for, you know, flaws in fruit, cracked carrots, spoil marks, any kind of damage. And then the meat and the vegetables are put out with at least 3 days before their best buy date. And the fruit to be eaten that night, but good for 3 days. So I've heard from a few shoppers who've tried it, and they said that they were pleased with the selections. And it's kind of interesting because one of my first thoughts was, what is this going to do to Walmart's revenue stream as far as, you know, if you're like me, you go in for one thing and you buy three.
That's absolutely right.
And they said it's still bringing more people into the store that may not have used them before because they didn't want to go in and deal with the hassle. And one of the shoppers I talked to said that she does a couple of big buys each month, and that's what she was doing on her first try at the Rinconada Walmart. She said she probably saved $50 to $80 by not doing the impulse buys, not getting every flavor of the new Pop-Tart or whatever's out.
Uh-huh.
And also, and she said this was key, and I can believe it, she has a 5-year-old and 2 teenagers. So not having them in the store with her cuts down on the things that, you know, just kind of magically appear in the basket and you notice them at checkout.
That's right.
So it could be some money savings there. Also good, I think, for some of our rural people that come in to shop for a month's worth of supplies. You can create your account online, build your list. Can be a recurring list once a month, once every 2 weeks, for all the household supplies and things that you buy in bulk and things like that. And that way you don't forget anything.
Interesting.
And it is at all the Walmarts in Las Cruces, with the exception of the Walmart on Loman and Walton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just got a nice remodel. If you haven't been in, you can go check that out. But they're not set up for the pickup service. All the other ones, including the neighborhood market, are.
Okay. Good to hear. Let's talk Oregon Mountains and Desert Peaks marketing.
Yeah, during this week's Green Chamber column by Carrie Hamlin, she sort of takes a look back at September. You know, that was Monuments to Main Street month and some of the successes that they had. And she was talking about one of the things that the Green Chamber does is they've put together an OMDP marketing toolkit for businesses that want to brand along with the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks or to sort of sell products along that line, and give some really great tips about how to do that, what to focus on, how to use your social media. You know, even snaps of people playing in the Oregons can help promote not only the monument but their business as well. And we've seen great success with that. If you look at Beck's Coffee, that's got the Oregon Mountain blend. If you look at, well, Oregon Mountain Outfitters, case in point. Lots of businesses around town are jumping on the OMDB bandwagon, and the Green Chamber is there to help you figure out how to do it.
All right, let's talk about this story that caught my attention, only because when it was announced that Amazon was looking for a new city to put their headquarters or to put some of their distribution, the who's who of cities came out, and over 200 proposals were sent out. Much to my surprise, Southern New Mexico was in on the mix.
I think it was a surprise to a lot of people. You know, New Mexico put in a bid that included Albuquerque and a really neat project as a second option down at the planned Master by National community called Los Santos. A lot of people don't know it. It's in between Santa Teresa, San Juan, and San Jeronimo in Mexico. And it's this master developed area that crosses the border, and they're pitching that as a truly, truly binational campus for Amazon. So hopefully it'll get some interest and some more eyes put on South County.
All right, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.